Mark, you are our first-time buyer here at this Ohio State Fair Sale of Champions, and you have left a mark.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, actually, I participated in the champ in 2011. I was the guy on the phone behind Doug Price. We ended up not getting that one, but we came out here, and my wife Megan and I really wanted to participate. I originally came here just to get the burrow. I saw that little girl with the goat and fell in love with her, so I had to have a goat, I guess. And then Steve Roush and I were chatting about, you know, how it helps the kids, and so I thought we should go do, you know, get the reserve champion and help everybody out. So that was the plan.
So is that why you do it, for the kids?
Absolutely, it's for the kids. I mean, I see what these kids do. I mean, it's a ton of work, and it's so great to see them have, you know, reward for hard work, because a lot of things we do in this life, you don't really get that understanding that. And what I love about the ag community and the kids is the fact that they put in the hard work and they get rewarded for it. And you see the depth and the passion these kids have. My wife and I were down there on about a week ago going through the different exhibits, and it was just great to sit down and chat with the kids. I chatted with like 2 12-year-old boys who were just so into it. It was so cute.
So is animal agriculture any part of your background?
None whatsoever. I'm a tech guy. I've basically grown up around computers, so I've had very little animal agriculture, but my wife is really into it, and so we're going to get a couple cows and she was actually disappointed. She thought we got the goat and said we get the goat meat, but that's okay.
Mark, I tip my hat to you and your wife for being here to support these young people, because you're right. They put in a tremendous amount of work.
Well, they really do, and that's why we're here, and it's really good to see it, you know, homegrown here in Ohio, and the things these kids are doing on the farms. It's just a great thing, and we're so blessed to be able to help out.
Folks are going to wonder, will you be back?
I don't know if my wife will let me back next year, so we'll discuss that later.